This is Productivity for Mums podcast, your weekly podcast that allows you to manage your time in a way that works for you and your family. Whether you're at work or own your own business, this podcast will give you the tips and tricks to let you manage your time in a way that works for you and your family. Why don't you join me, your host Claire Barker, as I journey on making these changes work for me and my family, and how things may or may not work. So let's jump in. Good morning. Well, it's morning here and it's a bright sunny day, which always makes me feel so much more productive and wanted to get things done. So today's podcast is all to do with to-do lists. Now, some people like them, some people don't. So these are the few people who do like lists. And believe me, I love a list because I do have that satisfaction of ticking things off. But, and there's a huge but with these to-do lists, and that is, don't get hung up on just trying to cross off as much as you can, because you will only ever do the quick, easy stuff. And you'll leave the sort of the longer things, the harder stuff, till the last minute. And you won't have given it the time and the effort that you need to give it to be able to move forward. So to-do lists are great, and I absolutely advocate them. But you also need to just be mindful that we need to make sure that we are doing the stuff that is right for us. And there's going to be another podcast on how to prioritize your work and making sure that you do things in the right order. But today is all about listing things, making sure that you know what needs to be done. We have so much in our minds going on. We've got to do this, that, the other. There's so much, isn't there? You've got kids to do. You've got all these other things to get on. And I'm currently, and I am not joking, I am sat in my bedroom trying to clean the carpet after my husband had a fantastic accident last night, and it's going to take some time. So my to-do list has literally had to be reworked today to try and get this done. And so we want to make sure that our to-do lists are there, that we've got, if you can put a timeline on it, so it needs to be done by whatever that might be. So that you know that if you need to take some time to do something, you know that, hang on, I've got a deadline, I'm going to need so much time to do it, let's get moving on that one. And there are fantastic tools. I mean, if you like writing things down, make sure you have a notebook that has just got your to-do list in. Online tools, there's quite a few out there, so have a look. I personally use KeepNote, which is great for like lists. I also use my calendar, because I've got an Android phone, so I use Google quite a lot, and I use tasks in that, so that it gives me a little bit more. It pops up when I need it to pop up, and stays on there until I've done it. So there's all these different things that you can use. But with your to-do list, I really advocate this, because I remember reading a fantastic book called Getting Things Done by David Allen. If you get a chance to read it, it is really good. And in there, he's very much going, what is the next actionable thing you've got to do? And the great one is when he was saying, I don't know, ring the doctors. So you've got to ring the doctors. How many of us go, we've just ring doctors? Okay. But what is actually the next actionable thing? Do you know the phone number of the doctors? Okay. What are you ringing the doctors for? When do you need to ring the doctors? Because I don't know about you, but our surgery works in a way that we are not allowed to ring. If it's an urgent appointment for the day, you ring from 8 o'clock. But if it's something that is not urgent, then you can't ring till after 10 o'clock. So there's no point in that being coming up on my list at 8 o'clock in the morning. That needs to come up on my list at 10 o'clock in the morning. But also I need to make sure, have I got the number? I actually have the number in my phone, so I don't need to know. The next actionable is not to find the number. But if I didn't know the number, actually the next action would be find the doctor's number. Then it is what you're actually ringing for. So when we put in ring doctors, we don't really want to spend those few precious seconds remembering, why am I ringing the doctors? What am I ringing them for? So write down exactly what you need to say. All of that information really does help to provide you with as much knowledge and quickness to get through that task quicker. And it is also quite a good way of breaking tasks down into more actionable, more easy to manage tasks for you. So think of a larger thing that you've got to deal with, have a look at it, and then break it down into more simple steps. And it might be that for one particular process that you've got to do, or something you've got to get done, you've broken it down to say 3, 5, even 10 different actions, 10 different steps, 10 different to-do lists, 10 different steps on your to-do list. But actually you get through them quicker, and you're getting that satisfaction of crossing it off because I've done that bit. So that is really where I come with on to-do lists. It's not about just having lists, but it is actually making them really good actionable lists and making them that they work for you, that you're not sitting and going, why have I got to ring so and so? Why have I got to go to the shops? It's actually saying, right, you're going to the shops, you're going to this shop because you need X, or you need to ring ring somebody because I need to know what is happening. I need an update on the project. I need to know that these actions have been completed by this other person. It's knowing where you are all the time. And having that is a really great way. So if you get a chance, advocate this, is read Getting Things Done by David Allen. It's a great book. It really does help you with your action lists and bringing projects into a way that you can work with them in a fantastic, easy to manage method. It was great when I was working for projects because I could always actually go, right, I need to know what's going on here. So I was ringing around the projects teams. I could go and visit them. I knew instantly what needed to be done next, and I never really lost anything on it. And I've brought that into the home life as well, because it really does help me sometimes. Right, I need to do something to be able to do something else. So we are really working through that. So I think that is all I've got for today. I'd love to know your comments and how you use to-do lists, and making sure that you're using them in the right way. And then the next one will be how we can look at the importance and urgency of those tasks that you've got to get done, and knowing what you need to do in a really, really useful way. So I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.